Gerald. I have always believed that to truly do something well, you need to go back to its essence and learn its basics. Just as Picasso didn't paint in the abstract until he had mastered portraits and still life, I believe it is unwise to skip learning the fundamentals of proper baking and go straight to vanilla-glazed milfouilles. I see the others around me attempting filled rolls and braided loaves. They've instantly gone for flashy breads and garish flavor combinations. It's a classic case of style over substance. Why focus on fillings when you don't have the right bake or texture? I suspect that many of their techniques will fail due to lack of basic skill. Bread is not forgiving. You can't hide a bad rise behind a dusting of Parmesan or an uneven bake inside an elaborate design. That is why I have chosen breads that are very simple and very classic. A herbed boule with a fast rise and a good thick crust of sesame seeds and classic cinnamon buns. I'm deeply focused on perfectly rolling each bun and packing them into a baking tray so they can be pulled apart for serving, when out of the corner of my eye, I notice Archie approaching my table. This will be his third time talking to me today. When I budgeted my time at the beginning of the bake, I hadn't accounted for forced host interactions. One of the producers even asked if I would re-stir something I had just mixed so they could get it on camera. Most certainly not, I thought. Inefficiency is my largest pet peeve, but I knew I needed to be more flexible for the show, so I'd swallowed my pride and pretended I was stirring it for the first time. It's a good thing they were just dry ingredients, or I really would have refused. I will not compromise the integrity of my dough for a cheap shot. Gerald, Archie says, drawing out the sound of my name as though we are close friends. What are you making for us today? I don't look up at first. I'm rolling my last bun, and if I lose my grip on the dough, I could cause this section to be uneven. I consider telling him that it's not a good time, but then I remember the guidelines in our dossier, which explained that it was part of our work here to interact with the hosts and camera crew when they came by our tables. So I stretch my face into a congenial expression that feels tight and unnatural. This is an herb boule. I gesture to the oven where my dough is still proving. Can we see it to get a quick shot? Archie asks. I hesitate, but slide the drawer open for just a moment, releasing a warm, yeasty plume into the air, and then quickly slide it shut. It leaves behind the fragrance of parsley, cilantro, and basil, some of the herbs I've mixed into my boule. And these are my cinnamon buns. I've used my own hand-ground rye flour to balance the sweetness and specially sourced Vietnamese cinnamon and just a touch of cardamom. The people with the cameras hover above my baking pan. They are crowding me, and I worry that one will accidentally disturb the dough I've spent so much time sculpting. I fight the urge to ask them to step back a few paces. The cinnamon rolls look lovely, and the rye is an interesting choice. I'm excited to see how that turns out. But a true boule, though, in such a short time? Archie whistles under his breath, shaking his head as though I'm attempting to do something very dangerous. It's a short rise. It works because I use a full tablespoon of yeast and I bake it inside a preheated cast iron Dutch oven. He gives me a half smile, which I simply cannot read. Is he mocking me, or is that what his face looks like when he's trying to be nice? It looks like a beautiful dough, Gerald, and I like that you used so many types of fresh herbs. I'll be impressed if it works. I feel a stab of irritation. Doesn't he understand? Of course it will work. It was tested many times. Anxiously, I blink into the cameras, forgetting for a moment another one of the rules gone over in the dossier, in addition to our pre-filming orientation this morning. Do not look directly at the cameras. How easy it was to break rules here. even when you didn't mean to. I quickly look at my breads. I'll need nearly all the remaining 2.5 hours to allow for everything to rise and bake properly. All the variables have been accounted for, I retort, confident I've put an end to this conversation.